He's such a butthead. Okay. Which is he really, a butt? A head. Sometimes what we say is really ridiculous. A number of years ago, my family hosted a foreign exchange student, Oscar. Great kid. He was from Spain. He had a great grasp of the English language, but still he wasn't learned in our slang. We were all having breakfast, getting ready for another day, and someone around the breakfast table said, "Okay, I'm done. I'm going to go get ready. But first, I'm going to go jump in the shower." I thought nothing of it. I knew exactly what this person was going to do and paid no mind to it. I caught Oscar out of the corner of my eye with a really puzzled look on his face. He mouthed some words, much less than a whisper, but I was able to discern what he was mouthing. He kind of cocked his head to one side and squinted his eyes a little bit. "Go? Jump in the shower?" Then he looked straight at me. Why would anyone want to get in the shower and jump? I had to laugh and apologize. Oxymorons are also good examples of us trying to be incoherently clear. We stopped at a cafe recently, known for its delicious homemade pie. As we were eating it, someone blurted out, "This pie is awfully good." Funny part is, we thought nothing of it, and in fact, mumbled some sort of an agreement with our mouths full. Oxymorons are figures of speech in which two contradictory terms are combined in order to create a rhetorical effect by paradoxical means. Like, have you ever been terribly pleased with your son's actions? Ever put your foot down, providing zero tolerance for your daughter's future actions? Ever tell someone that your mutual friend's new girlfriend was pretty ugly? Especially after being asked for your unbiased opinion. Ever watched a tragic comedy or been alone together? Ever been in a small crowd? The word oxymoron itself is derived from two ancient Greek words, oxys, which means sharp, and moronos, which means dull or stupid. Here are more. A constant variable. A student teacher, running slowly, an open secret, jumbo shrimp, the living dead, seriously funny, old news, a definite possibility, terribly pleased, wireless cable, and civil war. Don't forget plastic silverware, and here's one, working vacation. Oh, ever eaten bittersweet chocolate? Haven't bored you yet? How about freezer burn, crash landing, a definite maybe, dull roar, even odds, guest host, ill health, and loosely sealed. Ever seen a one-man band? An original copy. Or how about this? Plastic glasses. I could go on. Ever watched a program that was recorded live? Or ran into a resident alien? Or listened to soft rock? Ever filed anything in random order? Or felt something that was weirdly normal? Have you ever told your spouse that you thought there was a problem with the hot water heater? Now, that's not so much of an oxymoron, but more of a redundancy. Hot water doesn't need heated. It's simply a water heater. Ever needed to unthaw the freezer? Why not just thaw it instead? Maybe unthaw requires a person to refreeze it. Or just freeze it. Ever seen someone that was clearly confused? That's what Oscar was that morning. Clearly confused. And in an initiating summary, I offer the famous words of Yogi Berra. No one goes to that restaurant anymore. It's always too crowded. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.